DW.
There was no power, there was no lights, there was no water, there was no cell service. It was a challenge.
Dave DeBoo vividly remembers the extent of the damage he encountered in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. The retired IT manager recounts blocked roads full of debris, houses that were demolished beyond recognition, boats stranded miles away from the water on the side of highways, and cars crushed into flat pieces under the weight of entire roofs and garage doors. But Dave DeBoo was not one of the thousands of residents of Rockport who were affected by the storm. He was one of the many volunteers who came to the coastal town from far and wide to help with the recovery efforts.
I came down here with all kinds of equipment. I didn't know what to bring, wheelbarrows and rakes and shovels and whatnot, generators. But the tool that proved most useful turned out to be a chainsaw. I went out to neighbors and helped them clear limbs and branches off the trees, off their roofs and fences primarily.
The first response of volunteers in the wake of Hurricane Harvey played a pivotal role in Rockport's quick recovery. The picturesque small town on the Gulf Coast of Texas is a popular fishing village and bird-watching haven, attracting many people from across the U.S. to spend their golden years here. In less than 12 months, the city has managed to clean up more than 2 million cubic yards of debris, which according to Rockport Mayor Pat Rios would not have been possible without the help of volunteers. Mayor Rios himself came out of retirement to support his community as it rebuilds.
Virtually every building in the city of Rockport was affected. Without those folks, we wouldn't see as quick an impact on our rebuild process because they bring manpower, they bring money, and they bring material with them. We've had thousands of volunteers that have brought in millions of dollars, different organizations.
And some of those who came to Rockport never left. Dave DeBoo and his wife Donna decided that Rockport was where they wanted to spend the rest of their retirement, turning the two senior volunteers into new Rockport residents. The couple from North Texas say that they simply fell in love with the overwhelming community spirit they encountered in Rockport.
We came down a second time for cleanup, and that's the time when we found this house.
We just stumbled upon this house, and it was just perfect, and it was intact and good, and we liked the community so much and area. We went ahead and moved and got it.
We're still very happy. And most surprised that we're here ourselves now.
The resilience of the community and its commitment to helping each other bounce back from one of the costliest natural disasters in U.S. history inspired the DeBoos to say yes to Rockport as their new home. Their story is proof that there can be opportunity in adversity. However, the coastal small town remains susceptible to future storms, having weathered several hurricanes in the past. But that doesn't scare feisty senior citizen Donna DeBoo a bit.
We could have had this happen in Lindale, where we lived before. I mean, it wasn't a hurricane there. It would have been a tornado. And we had many tornadoes all around us, and it never hit us. And we were very fortunate. But, you know, that could have damaged and destroyed our home, too. So, you know, a hurricane, you get a little warning. At least you can get out physically and stay alive. Tornadoes, you don't necessarily get warning, so...
Experts would agree that Donna DeBoo appears to have a healthy attitude when it comes to dealing with such disaster. Ilan Kelman, a researcher in risk resilience and global health at the University College London, believes that anyone anywhere can be hit by disasters at any given time, and that the very idea of safety merely is an illusion.
We absolutely know 100% a disaster will hit all locations at some point in time. Disasters are not caused by the weather. They are not caused by the hurricane. Disasters are caused by where we live, how we allocate resources, how we deal with people, what sort of society we want.
Kelman emphasizes that hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes are simply natural events and not disasters in and of themselves. The scientist, who originally hails from Canada, explains that humans living in the way of these phenomena are the ones that can suffer disastrous consequences, and that they are the ones who need to take responsibility for that.
If we're talking about hurricanes, if we're talking about thunderstorms, if we're talking about floods, if we're talking about droughts, if we're talking about hail, that is only weather. If a disaster happens related to those phenomena, then that has been our choice, no matter what the climate has done.
But some people might be better prepared for such disasters, or weather, than others. They might have better resources in place or have experience in dealing with past catastrophes. Others might be caught off guard, having to jump into motion on extremely short notice. One of those taken by surprise about the extent of all the repercussions of a hurricane is Luis Perron, executive director of the Rockport Arts Center. Having never witnessed a hurricane before, Perron found himself having to mobilize all his resources to protect his museum less than 2 days before Harvey made landfall.
This experience of having gone through this hurricane has really matured me tremendously. We took all of the art and concentrated it in a safe place and covered it in the center of the building where we thought the least damage would be, were this to turn into a Category 4 storm, which is what eventually happened.
Most of the artwork shown in the museum's permanent display survived the storm, and some pieces were later restored. However, the building itself had to be bulldozed, and most of the artworks shown in the members' gallery were lost to the hurricane. For now, the well-known Rockport Arts Center is housed in two adjacent buildings that survived the storm, not far from its original site, thanks to all members of the community supporting each other in the recovery efforts, and Luis Perron's tenacity in making sure that Rockport's art scene stays alive.
People came together, they just pulled their boots up, and everybody just went to work. And the town is really doing really, really well. And we are, you know, many of the businesses have reopened, including the Arts Center. We reopened 99 days later after the hurricane.
Perron seized the moment to start fundraising for a new building, which he is keen to break ground on next year when the Rockport Arts Center celebrates its 50th anniversary.
It's going to be much larger, more resilient than the facility we had before, which we had to tear down. And so we want to build a better temple for the arts here in Rockport, Texas. So we're not going anywhere. Stay tuned. This is still a beautiful place. There's still, the water's still beautiful. The trees have come back. The birds are back. The light is still luminescent as it always was. So we all have a lot of hope for Rockport.
Donna and Dave DeBoo agree.
They do love the area. The people around here are wonderful. They are an amazing group of folks in this community. I just love the community and the people here. So, yeah, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Recovery is amazing. There are still pockets of places that people are seeking help. But from my vantage point, it's coming along faster than what I would have anticipated.
And Rockport Mayor Pat Rios is also confident that Rockport is going to bounce back in style.
It's a beautiful place to live. The people here are remarkable. It's one of the friendliest places you'll ever want to be at. We're here because we want to be here.
The story of Rockport's recovery is one of outstanding community spirit that has reverberated throughout the state of Texas and beyond. But it is also a cautionary tale, according to disaster expert Ilan Kalman, especially with hurricane patterns believed to be changing because of global warming.
Climate change is projected to decrease frequency, but increase intensity. This means likely fewer hurricanes, which are a lot more powerful and drop a lot more rain. The time to start preparing is now. If you live along the Gulf Coast of the U.S., if you live along the Atlantic Coast of the U.S., forget about Harvey, Katrina, and past storms. Prepare for a Category 5 hurricane starting now.
Sirtan Sanderson, Rockport, Texas.
This report was brought to you by DW.